morning. It's 7:18 a.m. on what is it? Saturday, June 16th. Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning. So yeah, I got my butt moving this morning. It's Saturday. I got a 10 o'clock chat. I need to make a grocery run. I'll go see what looks good at the grocery store. Yesterday was another full day of labor. It wasn't all writing, but a great deal of it was. I'm well over 55,000 on the work in progress, and I'm down to the last novel judging task. Which I intend to finish this morning. Good morning.
Morning.
And I'm hoping... The dog had a longer leash than he thought, I guess. So I'm hoping that all of these good habits that I've built over the last couple of weeks, getting up, getting the writing done, getting the work done, in a certain sense, as much as some of these have been kind of iffy in terms of contest, the classwork, the contest, and the writing have all sort of conspired to put me in a place where once the external drivers go away, I'll have spent about 3 weeks putting together the dogs. Can you hear them? How could you miss them? On a Saturday morning. Good morning, neighborhood. So anyway, yeah, I'm hoping that after 21 days, 3 weeks of doing this, this focused work, even though it's not all my work, it's all, well, it is all my work, but it's not work in progress work. I'm feeling cautiously optimistic that maybe this summer is going to be a lot more productive. Than the last 3 months have been, let's put it that way. I hope so, anyway. We'll see how it works out. I don't know. I'm going to try not to count any chickens before they're laying eggs. I feel good. Getting the the metronome going again, getting my walks under 19 minutes again. 19 minutes a mile. And, you know, it still kills about a part of 40 minutes altogether, but still. The extra tiny bit of workout, getting the walk down to 18 minutes, makes a big difference, I think. It feels very different in terms of when I get back, I'm a lot more energized than I am when I'm poking along at a 20-minute mile. So it's a good thing. Excuse me. Truck. It's a little muggy this morning. The sun is burning off through the clouds now. When I came out, there's a lot of clouds. There's a lot of sort of high overcast. I look up now and there's little pieces of blue sky sticking through. Real pale blue, like there's still cloud on the way. A little bit of buttermilk sky up there off to the south. Yeah, it looks like it's going to be another hot one today. Yesterday was almost 100. It was 90-something. Today's Saturday. Tomorrow's Sunday. Monday is going to be a bit of a challenge. Cat has to be at the vet at like 7:30 in the morning. I have to be at therapy at 9. Get ready. Say it with me. Outpost. One of the meditations is, what if it's a dream? Not that it is a dream, but what if it is a dream? What if it were a dream? So I'm walking down the street here, and I'm looking at the trees as I'm walking by, I'm looking at the fences as I'm walking by. It's like a pan shot of some movie. Person in the vehicle is watching. The shifts in perspective where the objects that are closer appear to be moving faster than the ones that are far away. So that line of trees down that side street, looks like it's sort of pivoting. I can't maintain it for very long. Oh, somebody's doing barbecue today. Whoa. Oh, God. My stomach is saying, yo, dude, it's been a long time since peanut butter toast. I can't maintain that. I can't maintain that perspective for very long. But it's an interesting, it's an interesting mind experiment. It's an interesting. Can you look at the scenery as if you're in a movie, or as if it's sliding past on the screen, not really real? It takes on an almost dreamlike quality of surreality. That's quite interesting. I love the look of sprinklers. I walk past a sprinkler here. It's one of those ones, those rotary ones that you run a hose to. And with the sun behind it, all the little spots of light, all the little drops of water look like jewels spraying in the sun. Has an interesting, I don't know if it's a gait, but there's a panel in there, otherwise wood fence. It's a really attractive metal cutout, metal shapes, or I don't know if it's cutout or constructed or whatever, but it's an interesting metal plate between two posts, which makes me think it's a gate. go past the park. A lot of thistles showing this morning. There's a lot of little purple bobs here. Apparently the crew was doing edge work yesterday. That's a grass mowed back about a foot and a half, 2 feet. And I noticed the somebody had got down with a weed whacker and whacked the grass in about a 2 foot circle around the post that I take my picture from every day. And walk down through this long grass. I have a path beaten through the grass. It's just a narrow little footpath. And I get down there. A 2 foot ring of mowed grass all around the post. I'm thinking, what the hell? As I'm walking along here, I realize that this is what the crew was doing yesterday. Cleaning up the verge. I'm ready to get back. I don't know if anybody's going to be up yet. I hope not. I hope I can get a little bit of a chance to do a little bit of work and then maybe have a second breakfast. I don't want to go too late because I need to go to the grocery store. At any rate, here I am, at the back gate. Tomorrow's another day, and with any luck at all, I'll talk to you then.